Chuck Barrett with the call from yesterday's drama-filled classic Houston nut. It's just a classic. What I wanted to turn into a Muammar Gaddafi-style dragging through the streets of Oxford. This is what I have to seek some degree of solace in today. The bottom line is the bottom line. To use cliches, to speak in cliches. And that is, the Arkansas Razorbacks yesterday were not like the Wisconsin Badgers or the Oklahoma Sooners. Those two programs going down to defeat, Michigan State in dramatic fashion beating Wisconsin, and Texas Tech opening up a can on that vaunted Oklahoma defense. What we're finding out now, that third week of the season Florida State game, Florida State was never a top five team, and Oklahoma's defense is not that good. What we do know now, Alabama and LSU are that good. And it would be no shame, not that I'm giving up already, but I'm saying it's no shame for the Arkansas Razorbacks to go 10-2, to lose to both of those teams. There's nothing shameful about that, because I think that LSU team, and how good could they be? We'll just see. Imagine if Nick Saban were the coach of that LSU team. That's the difference, I think. If you flipped the coaching staffs and you dropped, there's a lot to be said in Baton Rouge for having John Chavis as your defensive coordinator. I think in Tennessee they're finding out, just like in Oxford, probably shouldn't have gotten rid of David Cutcliffe. Not a bad coach. Probably should have kept him around. You had your 2 years of plenty with Houston. Now you're having your 7 years of famine. My buddy Bud Cummins saw Ides of March last night, the same way that I gave you the report last week. George Clooney thinking that there are no more idealists left in the world, when in reality, all that occupies Washington now are people who are driven by their idealism. They're just conservatives. Although Clooney is dating that Stacey Keibler chick. Man, I got to tell you. Okay, I've got to get into this because, you know, last week, Han Solo, I gave you a project. I said after reviewing some eyewitness accounts, video, still photography, that I would be willing to change my position on the whole Occupy Wall Street movement if you were able to secure a couple of those female demonstrators here for an in-studio interview. And I thought, you know, having an open mind, you know, not wanting to be too dogmatic, and in a Christian sense of generosity, that we would offer this show, this widely listened to, highly rated, statewide, well, most of it, the parts that really count.
It's actually worldwide online.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like how people reference that. We would offer to a couple of these female demonstrators the opportunity to come up here and engage in a one-on-one conversation about the issues that they wanted to speak about. And then if we happen to go to lunch afterwards and have a little wine, so be it. Just, you know, talking ideas. Okay? So I threw that challenge down to you, Han Solo, last week, and I said, find a couple of those female demonstrators. And I was very specific in referencing two or three.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard to pick them out of a photo, but the police are there. They're able to do it all the time. So you failed miserably.
Crashed and burned.
I'm going to put R.J. Hawk on this. The reason I'm on this, and I think there needs to be a sense of urgency, is that it's all breaking apart for the Occupy Wall Street crowd. Washington Post, Dateline, Manhattan, New York. Occupy Wall Street's Finance Committee. Occupy Wall Street's Finance Committee. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Down with greed! We need to have a finance committee.
Yeah.
They has raised nearly $500,000 in the bank, and donations continue to pour in, but its reluctance to share the wealth with other protesters is fraying tempers. Some drummers, literally banging their own drums.
Uh-huh.
Not figuratively, these are people who bang the drum, you know what I mean? And not in the Chumbawamba style thing, you know. Some drummers, incensed that they received no money to replace or safeguard their drums after a midnight vandal destroyed their instruments on Wednesday, the drummers are now threatening to splinter off. A little salty language here that I've cleaned up for you. Continuing on. F the Finance Committee. I hope Mayor Bloomberg gets an injunction and demands to see the movement's books. We need to know how much money we really have and where it's going, said a frustrated Brian Smith, aged 45. Dude. Man, you. A frustrated Brian Smith, aged 45, who joined the Occupy Wall Street crowd in Lower Manhattan nearly 3 weeks ago after leaving Los Angeles, where he works in television production. Well, a little side note there, and this is just me speculating. Where they say where he works in television, where he does not work in television.
Yeah.
That's what it should say. Where he no longer works in television production.
Where he was formerly employed.
Where maybe he was part of the Charlie Sheen crowd on Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Continuing on, Smith is a member of the... This is where it gets great. Oh, I love lefty protesters, man. I told you, I thought if Widespread Panic announced their fall tour schedule, that would be the end of Occupy Wall Street. They're gone. Keep the faith, brother. I'm going to Red Rocks. It won't come to that. And it shows you how smart Bloomberg is. This is what Bloomberg, native New Yorker, he knew. We'll just wait until the winter and then see who's left. Continuing on from this story in today's New York Post. Smith is a member of the Comfort Working Group, one of about 30 small collectives that have sprung up within the Occupy Wall Street group. The Comfort Group is charged with finding out what basic necessities campers need, like thermal underwear, and then raising the money by solicitations to meet the need. Sorry, I'm reading Bud Cummins' text as I'm trying to, you know.
Multitasking.
Yes, I'm multitasking. The other day, again, continuing to quote Smith here, the 45-year-old unemployed television production person from Los Angeles, who was part of the Comfort Working Group. That sounds like it's like a bedding outlet or something like that. I'm with the Comfort Working Group. Does your mattress give you pain in the back? Continuing to quote Smith, quote, the other day I took in $2,000 and I kept $650 for myself. This is guys quoting. I mean, this is great. The other day, you can't make this stuff up. The other day, this is the Occupy Wall Street crowd. The other day, I took in $2,000. I kept $650 for my group, and I gave the rest to the finance committee. Then I went to them with a request. So many people need things and said they shouldn't be going without basic comfort items. And I was told to, quote, fill out some paperwork. So they've already, one thing that lefties know, man, it's how to create a bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. So you can already see it. You get a little coin in the bank. Oh, well, we've got to have, that's signed in triplicate. And that needs to go to the Comfort Working Group finance liaison, who's going to upline that paperwork, and we'll get back to you. My analysis is not far from the truth. Continuing on very quickly. The Finance Committee, Comfort Working Group has an allowance of $150 a day, while larger working groups like the Kitchen Group get up to $2,000 a day. Quoting Smith, what can I do with $150 a day? We have 3 tons of wet laundry here from the rainstorm. How do I get that done? The rainstorm. See?
Yeah.
The elements, man.
Yeah.
God's turned against him. Pete Dutrow, 36, of Brooklyn, a tattoo artist, who's also getting his master's in finance. This is what I like. A tattoo artist who's also a business major at NYU. At age 36, man, if I knew they were letting geezers like me in this crew, I'd be up there.
Yeah.
I'm part of the comfort group myself, but I have a specialty in the comfort group. Ladies? So this tattoo artist who's on the finance committee said big purchases like Smith's can't just get immediate approval. Here comes the bureaucracy. We don't have the power for that. They have to go to the General Assembly. If it's approved, we pay out that amount and make sure everything is accounted for. Within the next few days, the Financial Committee will release a detailed report. But it's starting to go downhill. Even some longtime protest organizers are beginning to leave the group, saying, quote, I'm just really frustrated with the bureaucracy. Well, there we go. Last week on a rainy night, someone stabbed holes in many of the protesters' drums. Oh man. Two nights. This is how you know it's going downhill. Friday evening, a huge flat screen TV went up in the park for a movie night and a pajama party with popcorn. These are protesters, yeah. Man. Movie night? You know what? That's where I'm showing up as part of the comfort group. Here for movie night. Okay, breakfast at Tiffany's. Who wants to sit with me? Popcorn. I've got popcorn. You can't make this up.
I wonder what movie.
Organizers had hoped the movie and popcorn and pajama party would attract new recruits, even as some longtime members complained that the movement was getting too difficult. And they only had 50 people show up in Union Square Park for a police brutality demonstration. So I don't know if that means, were they going to show up and hope to be victims of police brutality? So... And now comes word, we can't even find the Occupy Little Rock people.
Mm-hmm.
We have two chairs. I have an open challenge to two female protesters that need visual approval first, of course. You're welcome to come on this program and reach an audience of thousands. If, of course, you're pre-approved. But it looks like it's running out of steam. Mm-hmm. Winter's coming. Somebody's made a bunch of money off of them. Oh, you just knew it was going to, and the implosion begins. Half a mil in the bank, drums with holes in them, nobody showing up for popcorn and movie night, bunch of wet laundry, and here comes old man Winter. Yep, I got to get back to school. Down with greed. You got money for a plane ticket? Coach? Really? Okay. Chris Cross gets us out of here. Stay with us. The wind is right, you send away. Find serenity.